Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, Media Director at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. And during these weeks, I'm going to be doing a series of interviews for our daily devotional. This week, I'm here with Jared Dormany, who is our Minister of Music and Worship. And each day, I'll be asking him a different question. Okay, so today's question is, how can God use people who aren't in professional ministry to accomplish his mission?
I love this question because every now and then, I think me and Pastor Chris and even, you know, you Will and some others, you know, will have people say, well, it's easy for you. You work at the church. But I think actually in a lot of ways, it's almost easier for those who aren't in professional ministry to make an impact for the kingdom than those who are, because you're out in the mission field every day. You know, as a person that's in a, you know, somewhat of a public ministry role, if I go out, you know, into the things that I love to mountain bike, we'll say that. Cycling is not really one of these sports where there's just a ton of Christians. You know, it's kind of an offshoot. But so then when people find out what I do, they automatically change their behavior and change their personality to try to, you know, meet me or appease me instead of just being real with me. And so what that means in a lot of ways is I don't get to actually meet people where they are because they don't actually show me where they are. Or, you know, I don't get to evangelize a ton. I do some. But being in the Bible Belt, a lot of people kind of know how they should act around, you know, somebody that's a pastor or a worship leader or whatever. But for those that aren't, you know, it's the scripture, what is it right off the top of my, it's 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. Whether you eat, whether you drink, whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. And you know, I think about people in the workplace that are walking through life with their coworkers, and their coworkers come in struggling, and you're just a consistent person that can share their faith or live through difficult circumstances with joy, or maybe you're the one positive person in a very negative work environment. What a testimony that is, and a witness to Christ that can be. And so in a lot of ways, yeah, I think it's even easier if we understand that our spirituality, that our, you know, our Christianity, our religion is not something to be put in a box. You know, when we live 1 Corinthians 10:31, when everything we do it for the glory of God. When that's the way we actually live our lives, we're going to be a witness wherever we go.
I particularly love that verse because I think it kind of indicates that it is truly possible to do anything to the glory of God. If you can eat to the glory of God, then pretty much any action is on the table. And I think some people don't understand that it's like wherever you're working, whatever place you're in, you have an opportunity to be a witness just by doing what you do well. Yeah.